Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. This Maseches Shkalim has no Bavli on it, only Yerushalmi. But from this vegan, we find already from the time of the Rishonim that the Rishonim used to learn this Masechta Shkolim, as part of the Seder HaLimud of Seder Moyed, and they used to learn the Yerushalmi along with it. We find, for example, Rishonim like the Meiri, who wrote Meforshim, Pirushim upon the Masechta, Masechta Shkolim, the Meiri wrote on the Mishnayos, but he discusses many Yerushalmis. Other Rishonim, such as the Rash Cirilio, wrote Pirushim, running Pirushim on the Seder HaYerushalmi itself. The Masechta primarily discusses the mitzvah of Machzas HaShekel, and the purpose of Machzas HaShekel, each Yid would give Machzas HaShekel each year, for the purpose of purchasing the Kobonis HaTzibur for the Kumen Dekior, for the next year, beginning in Chodesh Nisan, you had to have all of the Kobonis be brought from the Trumah Chadosha, and for that purpose, to that end, each Yid would give Machzas HaShekel and Chodesh Ador, so that the purchasing of the Kobonis HaTzibur from the Chodesh Nissen could already be brought from the Trumah Chadosha. We find two already on our daf, the daf Beis, the first daf of Masechta Shkolim, we find two possible aspects of this mitzvah of Machzas HaShekel. On daf Omer Aleph over here, the Gemara discusses the drasha, Zoy Soilas Chodesh Bechodshoi L'Chodshei Hashona, which the Gemara dashins Chadesh V'Hove Korban Mitrumah Chadosha. That's in other words, Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi, which the extra word Chodshoi, the Meforshim say, it tells us to darshan if the word chadesh v'hovei korban mitrumah chadosha, we have to have a naya, a new truma, and that the Gemara darshan says, the Gemara goes to the drashos, that refers to chodesh Nisan, that at the beginning of the chodesh Hashanah, the chodesh Nisan, we have to have chadesh v'hovei korban mitrumah chadosha. And to that end, each year has to give machzas shekel. Now, from that aspect of machzas shekel, it's really a means to an end. In other words, v'balt, that we have to have the korbonos atzibur from the Nisan and on, that it should be craving from the Trumah Chadosha, the mail is necessary for each Yid to mishtatef and to give in the Chodesh Adar before the Chodesh of Nisan to give a Machzas HaShekel. There is a possible tzveita then that we find here in Amud Beis, right over here in the Sugya, in the Yerushalmi, that the Gemara brings down to Mahalchem that we find either in the three times that it says Terumo in the beginning of Parshas Truma, or the other Mahalchem in the Gemara, the three times that it says Trumas Hashem in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. So there, the Gemara darshins that these Trumas are Alderach Hadrasha refer to the three trumas that are negay over there, the Bishas, the beginning, the Anfang of the Mishkan. One of them is the Trumas HaMishkan, the Gemara says, which is the beginning of all the Nedovois, the different Nedovois, Isha Shigidven Libo, each person according to what he wanted to give. That's the Trumas HaMishkan, to give Dizov and Kesef, and whatever it is to the Mishkan. The other is the Trumas Adonim, which each Yid gave exactly a Machzas HaShekel of Kesef, and each Yid gave Bishove for the purpose of giving toward the Adonim. That silver all was put together, and it made the Adonim of the Mishkan, and the other is the Truma of the Shkolim, like the Gemara says, and that was for the purpose of the Kabbalah Sibir. So we have either the three times it says Truma at the beginning of Parashas Truma, or the other Mahalach in the Gemara, three times it says Truma Hashem in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa. So that tells us the three different types of Truma to give. Now over there, it's possible to learn up. The Pasuk says the Lashon HaPasuk in Kisisa, the Moshel Zeyitnu, or the Lashon of Yitain Truma Hashem, and there's perhaps a Bazunder Adin, a Masuyim Digadin, a Mitzvah Nesina on the Machzas HaShekel. It's not just a means to an end, the Heichat Simta, that some Saif you'll be able to have, that the Trumah Chadasha will be bought, beginning for Chodesh Nisan, for the Komonos HaTzibur, from the Nush Kolom. But this is a Vazunder Din that the Yid should give. They Yitnu, the Din of Yidin Trumah HaShem, Ta'alocha, a Mitzvah Nesina on the Machzas HaShekel. And these are Vazunder Shailois that we find discussed in Rishayim and Achroinim, that they've done on these two things separately. We find the Moshe L'Tshuvas HaRashbo in Chelek Aleph and Simin Dudches, that the Rashbo over there is a famous tshuva, Bavos the tshuva in the tshuva Sarajba, that discusses all different sorts of mitzvahs, which mitzvahs there is a din to make a brocha on them, a shekha, the Solomon's voice of its Ivanu, different mitzvahs, lulav, sukkah, matzah, whatever it is. And under the mitzvahs, we find all different mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of different mitzvahs, that we find that there is no din of bechza mitzvahs on them. And the shaila is, the Rashba works to mesadir and to figure out, to klalim, which mitzvahs do get a brocha, bechza mitzvah, and which ones don't. So in the rinnin over there, the Rashba goes through and he's saying, says, V'chein matnois kahuna, ein mevorchem al nesinosa. The din is, Dr. Rashba, that there's no din to give, when you're giving the matnois kahuna, the matnois to the koi and the truma and the reish zageis and the other matnois kahuna, so there's no din to mevarach on the nesina. Why? Zok the Rashba, a chiddush to kesvara, the ena Yisrael noisein mishaloi. It's not your own thing that you're giving. Elo hashesha Hashem yisborach zocho oisoi lakoi, hein? Really, it's the Eibush to giving it to the koyin. And with shulchan gavoya kazochu, the koyin gets it from the shulchan gavoya. You're just the one who's handing it over. But Be'emes is the Eibush, the Avoyin Shalom is the one who has mezakin it to the koyin. You're just handing it over to the koyin what really is, should be coming to him from the Eibush. And then Meila, that type of activity, just giving the koyin that which is really coming to him from the Rabbanu Shalom alone, that there's no mitzvah, birchas mitzvahs on then. There's no brocha, birchas mitzvahs. The doctor Rashba Vaitu, in the Sina Shekel, Bashono Kayoitsebo. The same thing is true that you have to give a shekel, machzah shekel each and every year. That's similar, there's no birchas mitzvahs on the giving of the machzah shekel. Kedachsiv, the Rashba quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, ki memcho hakoil, umiyodcho nasanu loch. It's really all yours, we say. Memcho hakoil, it's all the Eibishter. Miyodcho nasanu loch, from your own hand, we're giving back to you. When we give to the Eibishter, it's miyodcho nasanu loch. And Meila, Dr. Rashba, that activity, that pa'ula of just giving back that which is shayach to the Eibishter, be yasoidoi, meikaroi, so that there's no din of the birchas mitzvahs on that. There's a chiddush to the Rashba, of course, the festeitzach, be'etzim in the choshen mishpat halacha, the bailus of the money is the yid before he gives it over and makes a master shekel. Aber afal pi kein vi belt that it's really the head to the Eibishter, me'michor ha'koyim yodchan asan aloch, he just gave it to us for the purpose of handing it back. So therefore, that pool of giving back to the Bnei Shalom to Hekdish, that which it really belongs to the Eibishter and Hekdish, is no birchas mitzvahs on that. We find a little bit different mahalach in the page of Rabbi Yehuda ben Yochor, one of the Rishonim, he wrote a page, Hatfilos ha'brochas, a sefer is benimtza, and that's not the page that he wrote on Siddur and Hatfilos and brochas. So over there in Chelek Beis, he brings down, in the middle of the Berachas HaMitzvahs, he brings in a brocha on page Ayin Gimel, the Asher Kedoshon Mitzvahitza V'tzivonu, Loss of Machzah Shekel. Mamashi, in fact, does have a Berachas HaMitzvahs that he holds, that the Berachas HaMitzvahs that you make to give the Machzah Shekel. So he's Chelek on the Tshuvas HaRashba, and he holds that there is a Berachas HaMitzvahs on giving the Machzah Shekel. And this we find in the Sefer Zichroin Elazar here, which is one of the Achroinim al Seder HaMasechta in Shkolim, the Zichroin Elazar. So he taines, on, he brings the Tshuvas HaRashba that had a Svora, a half a minute, to make a Berachas HaMitzvah Machzah Shekel. And he says that the whole thing, he feels, he should think the whole thing is no tam bechlal. Be yisoid hazvorim, there's bechlal not shaykh, a Berachas HaMitzvah Machzah Shekel. Because he brings the Gemara, Bavos, the Gemara, Menachas Daf Mem Beis, that the Gemara says, Kol mitzvah, she'ein asiyosa, gemar mitzvah, se'ein mevorach an aleha. Any mitzvah which the asiyah is not a gemar mitzvah. In other words, this is only a hechatimtza to the nechteshlav, which is the soif mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on that. That's a big klal in the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Beis. That's why we don't make a bracha, the mashal, on asiyah hatzitzis. When you make the tzitzis, because it's only a hechatimtza to the wearing of the tzitzis, you don't make a bracha on asiyah hasukkah. All these things will not get a brachas mitzvahs. I'll pee the Gemara in Menachas Mem Beis, because it's not asiyah so gemar mitzvah. So this is a hechatimtza to the soif. The soif is the sitting in the sukkah, the wearing of the tzitzis and vechulu. This is not like the shita Yerushalmi, which is brought down in Toisis, Sukkah Daf Memvovam at Aleph, as the Yerushalmi that the Achorim discuss, and the top Toisis there in Toisis, he brings down the Yerushalmi in Perek Haroya and Brochas, the ninth Perek, that the Yerushalmi holds that you do make a Brocha, Asher Kizvonu Lasoi Sukkah, that you make a Berachas HaMitzvahs on Asiyah HaSukkah, the same thing the Yerushalmi goes to Barichos, that you make a Berachas HaMitzvahs over there in Asiyah HaTzitzis and Azoi Vaite, that's the sheet of the Yerushalmi that you do make a Brocha on these Chalokim of the Mitzvah, even though they're only a Hechatim to the Soif. The Bavli comes at not like that, that's a big machloik. And she does a Bavli Menachas Mem Beis, and we hold it the Bavli that we do not make any Berachas HaMitzvahs except on the Soif, which is the sitting Yeshiva Sukkah or the actual Levisha and the Beg of the Tzitzis. Now that is the Klal over there, and based on the Klal, the Zichron Elazar Taina is here that he doesn't hear the whole Taina of the Rishonim, the Tshuvas HaRashba, that wanted to have a whole Mahalach to say, and we said over that Rebbe the Meokra does say it, that you should make Asher Kazoiz Zvonu on the Sinas Machzah Shekel, Lo says Machzah Shekel, Zok the name the Zichron. And Allah's time is that that's the first shlav, and Be'emes it's only it's the next shlav, which is the Gemar, is the Hafrosha of the Master Shekel and the Shemesh Lishke, which comes better. We'll have all the sugyas coming up later. That after all the Master Shekels are given, they all put into the Lishke, the chamber, the base of Mikdash, and then you have the Kohen who comes to make a whole Truma from the Lishke. He comes with the Kupois and he makes a whole special Haroma, those which are going to have the din of the Shkolim that are going to be purchasing the Kabonis HaTzibur from them. So that the second shlav of the have the nesina the masa shekel, and the tzayif of that the Gemara mitzvah is the afrosh of the masa shekel, and the zechan alozah brings down, and we'll see mitzvah shem the raid when we get over there that teshuvas chacham tzvi and some kuf chaf aleph says clear that there is in fact a birchas a mitzvah on the afrosh of the tshumas halishka, and not just that the chacham tzvi learns it up into Yerushalmi later on in Perek Gimel halacha beis. We'll see mitzvah shem that the Yerushalmi gufa is saying this according to the pshat of the masa shekel of the chacham tzvi. And that taka does for the berachas mitzvahs because that's the soif of the nesiyas machzah shekel when you mafresh it and it gets the hafrosha those which are going to get a chaloyz shem of the shkolim for the kabonas hatzibur purchase. Masha'inkin, this is only the first step, the nesiyas machzah shekel, and the zechan laws of tainis that the yisoid of dvarim bechlal it's not shayach that they should get a berachas mitzvah. I'll be the yisoid of the gemara in menachas membeis the shittas of bavli is how we pask. The zechan laws says maybe you want to miyashiv the rajah by saying that name that in fact that's two bazundere dinim which are in ganzen basunder one from the other, as mitzad the Yisroel, there's a din on each Yisroel that he should give a mitzvah machzah shekel, and that din is in ganzen nigmar, totally completed at the point in time when the yid is gives the scene of the machzah shekel, when he gives it, it's done. And maybe there's a ganzen andere halacha, and that's a din in the base of mikdash, that there's a whole different din that the kohen takes all the shkolim there in the lishka, and he makes a frosh, shumas halishka basunder mitzvah, and perhaps he's in ganzen basunder mitzvah, so perhaps the yid's mitzvah is totally nigmar, and maybe it's a din of the pasuk zegitnu, like we just mentioned before, the pasuk in Parashas Kisi, so zegitnu and chazal learned from the Trumas Hashem that one of them is matzah shekel. So a meila, perhaps there's a totally bazunder mitzvah of giving the matzah shekel. So he also that's not shayach. There's an halosa because he says vibata. We'll see, Mr. Hashem, big sugi is coming up in the second perek where the Gemara and the Mishnah talk of the second perek that if a person gives a matzah shekel, he gives it to the shliach to give to bring to the lishka to the base of mikdash, and it gets nignivoy ovdu baderech. We'll see, Mr. Hashem, all the sugis that if it gets stolen or it gets lost on the way before it gets given over to Hektish in the base of Mikdash, the halacha is that you mechuyev to yimashlim and give a tzveitim all a second time another machzah shekel, because until mitzvah is not nigmar until it's given over to Hektish. So meila zet that he names under the words, you see from there that the afrosh of machzah shekel all by itself is in fact not maspik, that all by itself that's not enough, that should be called a gemar of a mitzvah, v'horaya it's shayach that later on you get lost so you'll have to give it again. So you see clearly it's only Erish the Shlav, it's only a hachana, and it's not a Gemara mitzvah by itself. So that's why, as Zechan Allah said, Ding Zechan the Rishayim, he said, Bechlau, it's not Shire to Berchas a mitzvah. Which bats and daven verstehen, it's hard to understand exactly what the Chazan Allah says raya is from the Kenegad the Rishonim. Because Naniach, that you see from there, from the Sugi later on in the second Perek, that the moment that you hand it to the Shliach, the mitzvah is not Nigmar. And the Chami, that's not Nigmar because it's not given to Hektish yet. But when the Shliach, when he's from Soif, when he does give it over to the Gizbor, so then he's done. But that, at that point, the mitzvah could take the Yengansen Nigmar. Where do you see what the Zechan Allah's attain is that the mitzvah isn't Nigmar until the Shpetetik Ashlav, a whole different pool later on when they take the Trumas Halishka and they toyrem with the kupois from the lishka that you don't see from the sugi later on over there. All you see from there is that until it's given over to Ekdish, when the shliach has it and didn't give it over yet, then at that point the mitzvah is not nigma. And mele, it's hard to see exactly what the zechan losa sasoga is. And the mice is etmin hakoponim and diri shainim and the shuvas harashba and Yehuda ben Yoka that they were really naming on that's mamash gemar mitzvah mitzad yisroel when he doesn't see us machsa shekel to Ekdish. Adgadei kach that they understood that's a mitzvah on the yisroel. It's really for the birchas a mitzvah which someone there is a mitzvah mitzvah and the Rashba comes up with a special reason why Kaponim and Hilchas Brachos that there wouldn't be a Birchas of Mitzvahs. All of that has been a gaya to the Sugya Namad Beis, which perhaps you learn from the din of Zeyitnu, the din of Titin Shumas Hashem, and then the Sinas Machzah Shekel to Hektish. The Sugya Namad Aleph, like we mentioned before, is really focused on a different element of the din of Machzah Shekel. And the Namad Aleph we learn from the Pasuk of Oilos Chodesh Bechodshe Lechodshe Hashana, Chadesh, Vehove Korb Mitzuma Chadosha, that here we have a Yesoid that there's a din on the Kabonas Hatzibur, starting from Nissen, Unfang from Nissen, that you have to have that they should be purchased from the Nayash Golem. That's the din of the Kabonis, the purchasing of the Kabonis, that they have to be coming from the Nayash Golem, Hadesh Vahove Mitzuma Chadosha. And this we have an underrated demis that the Rash Cirilli over here in his Peish on the Mesechtish Golem, the Rash Cirilli of Anort wants the Taina over here in the Sugyan of Beis, he Taina that he holds that it should be Mamish Berechen in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Taryag. This is what he says, that Shinestavinu, that we're Mitzuva, to bring Oilois Tmid the Mutzafin of Rashchoydish Nisim. mitzvah chadasha. In other words, that mamish, that should be an independent mitzvah in the Taryag mitzvahs, that oilos choydesh b'chodesh l'chodesh yashona, chadesh v'hove in the beginning of Nisan, like the Gemara says, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk in Boi, rishon ulachem l'chodesh yashona, that going on choydesh Nisan, and we stelled it tzuto oilos choydesh b'chodesh l'chodesh yashona, the same lashon, chodesh yashona, that you see that unfang Nisan, beginning of Nisan, we have to have the chadesh v'hove mitzvah chadasha, that the Rash really hold, that they hold that that's mamish nimin in the minyan. It's one of the Taryag to bring for oilos tmeid from the Chumah Chadosh. And he thinks of the Rash Tzirilio is matmiya on the Rambam, that the Rambam in his minyan mitzvahs and the Yaduah the minyan, the Yad, the Sefer mitzvahs, the Rambam does not reckon any special mitzvah to bring a korban mitzvah Chadosh in the beginning of Nis. And he holds not like that. The Rash Tzirilio tain is that you have to reckon this in the minyan mitzvahs. In the Sefer HaRefrayim, Achosh V'Achin, and Masech Tishkolim, which is printed together with the Rash Tzirilio, so the HaRefrayim wants to tain that the Rash Tzirilio is a shitoso, you know, give this in a kudo over here. And he says, in other words, that he says that there's an underlying yesoi that underlies this machloikis between the Rambam and the Rash Tzirilio as to whether we ought to rechen a bazundere mitzvah of bringing kabonis and unfang nissen from the Chumah Chadasha. The Ephraim Tain is that if you look a little bit später, a little bit later in the Rash Tzirilio, you see he says an interesante chiddush, a big yesoid, and it is like this. We all know, and that's a chlorazach over here in the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed, starting from Nissan and on, you're not allowed to bring the korbonos from the old shkolem, from the Truma HaYeshono. You have to bring dafka from the Truma Chadasha. You're over on the din, this din of Chadesh Vahave, if you bring korbonos from the old Truma HaYeshono. Specs of the Shaila, Zok the Rash Tzirilio, what would be fakert? If the person takes the Chumah Chadasha, and the Koyin, the Beis Hamikdash takes the Chumah Chadasha, and instead of first using the Chumah Chadasha to purchase the Kavanas from Nissan and on, you start in somewhere in Adar, we start a little bit early. So starting from somewhere in Adar, we start using and purchasing Kavanas that were purchased from the Chumah Chadasha. That says, instead of going the Chumah Yeshon into Nissan, I started the Chumah Chadasha early, and I started in Adar. So what's the din then? The Rav Tzirilio was Mavur Behedye, that he, the Yamamish Oivra on this din. And he says like this, the Rav Tzirilio says that if you would do that, then it's loy havi chadasha. It would not be called chadasha when you reach Nisan, because what kind of chadasha? You already started it. Chadasha the taych talk. The chumah chadasha means the chodshe yashona has to be chadasha. We dash on the chodshe. There has to be chadasha. Chadasha means unused as yet for purchase of kabonis. If I take the chumah chadasha, I start using already to purchase kabonis and ador, then it's hastenish chadasha. It's already no longer called chadasha when I hit the beginning of Nisan, and it's not chadasha. So the dumya the bikurim koydam atzeres the aim lekab. The Rav Tzirilio makes it the Santa Dinyoy. He says that that's comparable to a person who would bring Bikurim. You know, you have to bring Bikurim. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, it's only from Shavuos and on that you can bring the Bikurim. Bikurim koydem atzeres, you bring it. It's Ein Mekalim, as I state in Mishnah, in Masechta Bikurim. So the Rav Tzirilio says that in the same way, it would be impossible and they're not allowed to start using the Truma Chadasha earlier on in the month of Adar. Over, Zogda HaRefrayim, Rambam, it does not bring it for him at all. In other words, this whole din is not put at all in the Rambam. We don't find Bechlal in Rambam that it should be also to start from the Chumah Chadasha a bit early, to start from Ador, to bring the Kabbanah from the Chumah Chadasha. Zogda of them, the HaRefrayim, that here we have a Yesoid Deistik Ashaylo, a Machloikis in Yesoid, between the Rambam and the Rash Tzirilio Azoy. According to the Rambam, the whole din of Chumah Chadasha that's mentioned over here in the Gemara only means that the Kabbanah of each year has to be brought from that year's shkolem, and to remember from the previous year's shkolem, that's all that it licked in that din of Chumah Chadasha. Each year's kabonis from that year's shkolem. Abazoi, there's no shum siba that the Rambam should rechen an independent mitzvah of Chadesh v'hovim yishumah Chadasha, because that's really just a prat in the din of kabonis atzibur. The kabonis atzibur have to be brought from a machzor shekel of that year, not from the previous year. That's one of the dinim in hilchos kabonis atzibur, that purchased from that year, not the year before. There's no reason that should be independent mitzvah in the Tayyag. Ober, according to the Rash Tzirilio, there's a bazundira halacha on the kabonis of onfang Nisan of Rosh Chodesh Nisan Chodshe Hashanah, which like we learn a Chodshe Hashanah from the pasuk of Chodshe Hashanah in Boy, that it goes on onfang Nisan Rishon Ulochem Chodshe Hashanah, that those kabonis of onfang Nisan at the beginning of Nisan, they have to be korbonis chadoshim, they have to be chadesh v'hovei. And there's a problem if they're not chadesh v'hovei, if they're not chodosh. Why? Because I started the Chumah Chadasha earlier on from Adar already. So in Meila the kabonis of Rosh Nisan are no longer chadosha. They're not shuma chadosha. So if they're not chadesh v'hovei, then they're missing in the shame chadosh, and then it's going to be an isur on the kabonos of the onfag nisim that they should be missing the shame of chadesh v'hovei. A bazoi that comes at the shitas rash serilio. It's not stam a kolius the kaloch and kabonos sibu that each year's kabonos sibu have to be purchased from that year's machzah shekels. Nor is an under a bazunder halacha a special din in the kabonos at the beginning of nisan of the chodei chad b'shas the beginning of nisan chadesh v'hovei. Chadosh, it has to be a din of chadshus. The kabbonis have to be chadosh. And in Meila, if it's a special din at the kabbonis at the beginning of Nisan, that you don't have the rest of the year that din. It's a special din at the beginning of Nisan. So chadesh v'havei, so that's a special din. And the Rashi Yolish, he taught, so since he holds it as din, that's why he tended on the Rambam, that you should reckon this as a special mitzvah in the midden ha-mitzvahs of the Taryag. That's what the Har Ephraim says. We find over here in the Sefer Gvuris Yitzchok, which is from Yitzchok Sorotkin, Shlita Choshev Sefer, on the whole Masech Tashkolim, so he really picks up on this Yisoid of the Har Ephraim. And he tells Tzu, he brings down a Loshon of the Kiryas Sefer from the Mabit and Rambam in the Perek Beis of Hilchas Bikurim. And the Mabit over there, you see in the Sant, the way he touches up the way that, why is it, the Kiryas Sefer, what's the uptouch in them, that it's impossible to bring Bikurim before Shavuos? What the Hezbrad Vorm? Like this Poshi you learn, because it is to bring Bikurim before Shavuos. You're not allowed to bring it before Shavuos. What does it say, by the way, where Chazal learned out that you can't bring Bikurim before Shavuos? Because Chazal learned out that Atzeres Shavuos is called Yoim Habikurim, which means to say that another pasuk v'chaka kotzir bikurei maasecha asher tisra basoda. I'll understand from there that from Shavuos and on you bring the kabonos from the tvuah chadosha from the chadosh into the mikdash. We have from Pesach and on you have the oimer that's matir chadosh to the hedyot, and Shavuos you have the shtei alachem which is matir chadosh to hold the new year's crap to bring kabonos from the tvuah chadosha from the kabonos. That's called chaka kotzir bikurei maasecha asher tisra basoda. It's zonked of them a bit, but if a person would bring bikurim, which a bikurim is a can of carbon, as a mixas din of a carbon, and you bring the bikurim, you bring it to the mikdash before Shavuos, and it would be accepted from them in the mikdash, the bikurim, then loy hoyo atzeres yoim habikurim. Then when it comes Shavuos, a bissel shpeta, you accepted the bikurim eres Shavuos. And now it's going to come Shavuos later on, Shavuos atzeres would not have the shem of yoim habikurim. It would not have the shem of chag hakotzi bikurim basecha. Why? Because it wouldn't be no. I already started bringing the kabonas chadosh. Previously, I already started accepting Bikurim beforehand. So then it would be chaser from Shavuos, the Shem of Bikurim Masecha, the Shem of Yom Bikurim. In other words, Zok the Gvuris Yitzchak, if you think about it carefully, it's Kum Tois, that what the Rabbit is telling us over there is that it's not Pshat that there's an Isur to bring Korbonos Chadoshim or to bring Bikurim before Shavuos, before the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is the reason why you can't bring Naya Korbonos from the Truma Chadoshim before Shavuos is that if you do so, you will thereby be chaser the shem of Bikurim Masecha of Yom Bikurim from Shavuos. And that Shavuos, that Tzeres, has to have that shem of the Naya. It has to be the shem of the new Kabbalah. It's at the beginning of the new. That's the shem that Yom of the Tzeres has to have. And it's going to be missing if you're going to have already brought some of the stuff of the new beforehand, because then it won't be new when Shavuos comes. As other than the Gvuris Yitzchak, if that's the Yisrael in Bikurim that we understand, Mamash Zair Sharif, what the Rash Cyrilio mean to bring down over here, he says that if you start bringing the Kabbalahs of Ador, before the Naya, Yor, before Nisan, from the Truma Chadosh of the Naya Machsa Shekels. So then when it's going to come Nisan, it's Loy Havi Chadosh, Zok the Rash Cyrilio. It wouldn't be Chadosh. That's Dumi to be Kurim Koitam Atzeres, Dein Mekam. When it's the Loshan Rash Cyrilio, it's comparable to be Kurim before Shavuos, Hina Mekabel. What's the Dimin the Rash Cyrilio brings to bring out? Because in both cases, there's a Din, just like there's a Din on Shavuos, that it has to be the beginning of the Naya Korbonos. And that's why you came to Mekabel, the Bikurim and Korbonos from the Chadosh earlier, because it will be Chos of the Shem of Chodosh, of Bikurim Masecha, from Shavuos, just likewise, the Shita Rash Cyrilio is the same way that what? That also the Roish of Nisan, the Rishon Lechem Lechod Sheyashonu, like the Yerushalmi brings down over here, the Chadesh Vahavi Mishum Chadosha, Oilos Chodesh Bechod Shoy Lechod Sheyashonu Chadesh Vahavi. So then has to be a Shem in the beginning of Nisan that it's Kobonos of the Chodosh from the Nayat Shumas Masa Shekel, and that's why it's impossible to Mela to bring Kobonos the Dum Masa Shekel before that, and Ador, because the Mela is going to be lacking the Shem Chodosh from the beginning of the Kabbalah, to the beginning of Nisan. All of this is in the Shita of Rav Kahana over here in the Yerushalmi, that is learned out of the Pasuk of Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi Lechodshi Hashana, which that is the Iker Shita. It's also brought down in the Bavli, and this is the one Shita in the Bavli, in Menachas, in the Megillah of Chof Tesamet Beis, and other Mekhemis in the Bavli also. The Gemara brings in this Drasha from Oilas Chodesh Bechodshoi Lechodshi Hashana, and this Lashon we're using, which is the Bavusta Lashon in the Bavli, and different Mekhemis, it comes from there in the Bavli. Chadesh Vehove Mitshum Chadosha. The Yerushalmi is Lashon, but Anderisht over here, a little bit different Lashon here in the Yerushalmi, but all of that, that's the Ikud Rasha, like it's brought down a different Achroinim, it's the Shita of the Bavli. The Ma'is over here in the Yerushalmi, we find also a different Shita, which is the Shita of Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, earlier on, the beginning of the Sugya, that he says that the Mokr, that the, from the beginning of Nisan, you have to make Kavanas from the Nayash Kolim, that comes from a different thing, it doesn't come from a Pasik, he says it's Kitachi Losa. It's like the beginning, the very, very beginning of Mishkan, of Mikdash, which is Beshas, the Mikdash, Mishkan was originally put up in the Midbar. In the second year of the Midbar, they put up the Mishkan. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is when they hook up a Mishkan. And at that point, they had to have new shekels, because for Shteitzach, there wasn't any old shekels from last year. There was no Mishkan. So, mainly, you have to have new shekels. And from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they brought Kabbanas from the Truma Chadasha in the Shteitzach. That's where it was Chadasha, because that's when the Mishkan started in the Midbar. And in Meila, just like Kitachilah, so just like it started from Rosh Chodesh Nissan from the Nayash Golem. So too, that's the way it is for all Dairois. And that is the Shita of Rosh Chodesh Yitzchak. He doesn't have any special Joshua. Here there is a Shiloh, the Meforshim. The Rash Cirilio writes that the opinion of Rosh Chodesh Yitzchak is that the whole thing is at the Kona Rabbanon. That it should be Daimed, let Chilon say, because the Rash Cirilio Nemdon, that that's not really a Din Gomor, that you should be able to just Tamazoi Nemon and be Machlet, the Raisa, that it should be the way that it was. In the very beginning, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Mishkan, so to follow Tamach Teisi, it's just a Dinder Rabbanon. The Rav Cirilio writes, however, the Rav Kahana, the next opinion, which is a Braisa, and which is also in the Bavli, Megillah Chavtes, so they say that it's a Din Deraisa, and it's one of a Pasuk, like we said, and that is the Iker Shita, Vahalocha, that it's a Deraisa. But he holds that Rav Shlomo Yitzchak's Din of Ketchilosai, that's only a Derabbanan. However, we find that the Pnei Moish over here that he learns differently. He names on that both Shitas hold that it's Mederaisa. And Taka the Shaila, the Pnei Moish says, is whether this Svar of Ketchilosai is Maspik, which is a Shita of Shlomo Yitzchak, you don't need any Drasha. Because I'm naming on just like in the beginning, the onfang of the Mishkan. So, but from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on, they had kavanas for the Nayash Golem, so too every year. That's a smaller like that. And that's the opinion of Rav Kahana Minatoyer. Rav Kuru Yisak Minatoyer. Or Rav Kahana, he comes in his choylok on that. And the Nehemiah speaks out that Rav Kahana held that you can't learn out from there because of Pasha the Svar, really. He says, how can you learn out from the way that it was in the beginning of the Mishkan? There was a hechrich to have it like that. There was no other way because there was no other Shkolem from the previous year. There was no Shkolem Yeshana because there was a Mishkan the previous year. And Stam to say that maybe I should delay the Machsa Shekels to, for Eor or Sivan or Tammuz or something, there was also weiter an impossibility because how are you going to have the Kabbalah going to be brought from? What's going to come from the Kabbalah of Nissan and on? So for Steitzach, it was absolutely necessary to have the Truma in order to be able to have the Machsa Shekels and to purchase the new Kabbalah from Chedesh Nissan in the beginning of the Mishkan of the Midbar. There was absolutely no way around it. It couldn't be earlier, it couldn't be later. So Meilam, that's what he says, that it was a necessity at Hechrich to have it Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the Midbar, and there's no way to learn out of there. According to Rav Kahana, that's where Rav Kahana held that you have to have drushes Chodesh B'Chodesh Chodesh Hashana, because otherwise it wouldn't be shayach to just Nemon. He, in his opinion of Kahana, to Nemon like Ketchilosai, like Rosh Chodesh Yitzchak. We find in the Shiore Korban, that's the Hisophois, it's like a Toisvis from the Korban Ha'edah, that he uses this to ask a kasha on the Rambam. And I mentioned with Derech Agav that the there's two prints of the Yerushalmi Shkolem. One is printed in the Bavli, which is the one that's a standard text that's used, and the other is printed in the Yerushalmi. It doesn't have identical Meforshim on the page. The text, the print over here in the Bavli has Korban Ha'edah, but it doesn't have the Hisophois, it doesn't have Shiore Korban on the page. The one of the Yerushalmi has the Shiore Korban. You have to know that there's different Meforshim. So the Shiore Korban, which is the bottom of the page in the Yerushalmi, so he uses this to ask a kasha on the Rambam. He said the Rambam, the Peshav Shnayos of an Ort, the Rambam brings down the drosha of Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok of Ketchilosai, which is not a drosha, it's a svora, you know, just like the very beginning in the Midbar. So they began with Chodesh Nissan, and they had to have Truma Chadasha. So that's the way it is for all of time, that Nissan has to be the Truma Chadasha. And Rambam does, Bechlal does not bring down the drosha from Chodesh B'Chodesh to Chodesh Hashanah, and the Shiri Karban says this is very, very shver, because the Rambam is leaving out the Ikud Drasha, which is Mamash in the Bavli, Menachem Megillah Chav Tes, and it's in Yerushalmi brings it as a Braisa. It's certainly the Ikud Drasha, and according to that Drasha, it's a Deraisa for sure to have the Shkolim Chadoshim from Chodesh Nissen, and all the Rambam brought down is the Svar of Ketchilasa, which is Zech only the Rabbanon, and the Rambam left out the Ikud Tam of a Drasha, which will make it Deraisa, and he plays by a Tzorchi and on the Rambam. Versteitzach, this Kasha is less stark, is certainly mitigated if you learn like those who hold, like the Bnei Moshe, that holds that both of these Shitas are deraisa, then you can say Ram Chapton to the Shita or Shobi Yitzchok, it's also good, and it's also a deraisa, and both are deraisa. So it'll be more mashma that Ram did learn that both of those Shitas held that it was deraisa, and not like those who held that Shobi Yitzchok's din of Chitchilosai is only a Drabon, and even according to him. Lemaisa, in the Ikar assumption, the Hanocha of the Yerushalmi, which seems to be Hanocha Pshuta here in the Yerushalmi, that B'tchilosoi, when they originally set up the Mishkan, so Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it started the Kabbonas HaTzibur, that was the Shemini L'Miluim, that was the Ikar Yoyim that started, and from Rosh Chodesh Nissan it began, and at that time they began the Kabbonas from the Truma Chadasha. That's the assumption of the Yerushalmi. From Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they had to have the Truma Chadasha should be Govoli and collected and all ready to go by Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's as I state in the Yerushalmi. The Sefer state Tzlevim over here brings down Mamash a Mufatika thing from Rashi and Chumash. In the beginning of Kisisa, the Rashi seems to say completely differently from the Yerushalmi over here. So, really a Shver Rashi. Rashi over there in Kisisa discusses something which we mentioned before. It's the Yerushalmi of Hanorot over here in Amad Beis, and that is the three times that it says a Lashon of Trumas Hashem in Parashat Kisisa, which Chazal Darshan from there, it's one derech over here in the Yerushalmi. Chazal Darshan, the three Trumois, the three times it says Trumas Hashem, one is Trumas HaMishkan, which is Tam the Nedovois, one is Trumas Adon, which is for the purpose of everybody give Master Shekel, the purpose of making the Adonim at the bottom of the cross from the Mishkan, and also one is for Trumas Hashkolim, and that's the Master Shekel from which is purchased the Kabbalah Sivir. The Rashi over there, in the beginning of Kisisa, in the Perek Lamed Pasuk Tezvov, Rashi speaks about these Gimel Trumas, and Rashi says a lotion like this. Rashi says, Achas, one of these three Trumas is Trumas Adonim. That's the Truma that Master Shekel went toward the Adonim of the Mishkan. Shemonon, that was, Zokt Rashi, that came from the counting that Moshe counted them. Kisisos Reish Bnei Yisrael of Kudei, when he counted them. When did he count them? Kisheschilu b'nidvas haMishkan, says Rashi, when they began the Nedoves of the Mishkan. So then Moshe counted the Yidden at that point. V'nosnu kol echad ve'echad machsa shekel, says Rashi. Each Yid gave machsa shekel and added all up together at Gan Sechezmen. It added up to Ma'as HaKikor, 100 Kikors, which is discussed in Pashat Kudei, that Ma'as HaKikor, Kikor lo'oden, and made 100 Adonim out of the 100 Kikors. So that came, Rashi said, from the minion of the count of Bnei Yisrael, that they were counted at the beginning of the giving for the purpose of making the Mishkan. That's the first count. Then Rashi says there was a second Trumas Hashem Vashenis Afhi Al Yedei Minyan. Afhi Al Yedei Minyan. The second Truma is also Al Yedurch a Minyan. When was the second count, Zogt Rashi? Shemonon Misho Hokam HaMishkan. And that was after the Mishkan was already set up. Hu HaMinyan Ha'omah B'tchilas HaChumash HaPkudim in Bamidbar. In the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, what does it say? Zokt Rashi, in the beginning of Bamidbar, Be'echod Lachoydesh Hasheini, Ba'ashono Hasheini. It's the second year of the Midbar, after the Mishkan had already been up for a month, in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Iyor, Be'echod Lachoydesh Hasheini, Ba'ashono Hasheini. So then there was a second count, which is mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, a ganz longer count, the whole thing that they counted all the Yidden, Parashas Bamidbar, V'nos nu kol echa masa shekel, Zokt Rashi, each Yid gave a masa shekel, and that was v'hein liknois mehem korbonois tzibur shel kol shono v'shono v'hushvu bohem aniyim v'ashirim. Everybody gave a like, the same as the shekel v'chulu v'chulu, zok Rashi. The Rashi says that's why by that mention of the Trumas Hashem in Parashat Kisisa, it says l'chapra al nafshei seichem. Why? Chapra al nafshei seichem, zok Rashi, that's for the purpose of buying korbonos tzibur shel korbonos l'kaporo heim boim, because korbonos come for the purpose of kaporo. So what does Rashi say with the befeish? That mention of the Trumas Hashem, the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, which was for the purpose of Yidden, each one giving Masa Shekel, and together, it all came together, it was a count, and it was a minion, that's the minion of Chumash Bamidbar, which was Be'echad L'Chodesh Hasheni in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1 month after the Mishkan was already up, that was the one that went toward the Kabbonas HaTzibur. Rashi says, that's why it says, L'chaper Anav Sheisechem. And that's mamish from what we learn out the din of Machzah Shekel for the purpose of giving the Kabbonas HaTzibur. So really, it's a Pelta Gazach. As Steve Seifen points out, really a very shver. I mean, Rashi is saying, not like the Yerushalmi over here. Rashi or the Yerushalmi over here says that Kitchilosa, we have to have had that there was a Machzah Shekel that was given by each year for the purpose of Kabbonas HaTzibur, that was for the purpose of having it all together by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that we could start the purchasing the Kabbonas HaTzibur starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on from the new Machzah Shekels. And the Yerushalmi learns that from Delechol HaDoiros, that it always has to be Nisan. And here Rashi is saying that that one mention of the Chumas Hashem, which is for the purpose of Machzah Shekel, for the Kabbonas HaTzibur, that was done for the minion of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is mentioned in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar, a mufatik thing, aside from the state Soifen, so Oros Tamazoi. It's very hard to understand. I mean, what did they purchase the Kabbonas HaTzibur from during the first month? You know, during Chodesh Nissan, according to Rashi, the whole thing, the Magim Masah Shekel, the Kabbonas HaTzibur, didn't happen until a month later. It was the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, like it's mentioned in the count in Chumash HaPkudim. So, you know, what did they use for the Kabbonas HaTzibur for the first month of the Mishkan? So, Bechlam seems to be a very shver Rashi. I saw over there, though, in the parish of Rabbi Yo Mizrahi, the Mizrahi over there, HaTorah, so the Mizrahi over there in Kisisa has an Arichus, and he says over there, he says that Rashi does not mean Kipshutoy. He said, Ravada Rashi is masking that there was some independent, where he'll presumably Nemon, that there was a whole Gevir and a whole collecting, and a Gansa Machzah Shekel, and for Chodesh Nisan, like the Yerushalmi says over here, he doesn't bring the Yerushalmi. But he says over there that Rashi doesn't mean to say that Mamash the Iker collects a Machzah Shekel that year, came in Eeyore. Ravada not Zokter, what did you have till then? Zokter, no, the Mizrahi says, the Pshat and Rashi is like this. Avad, in Parshas Bamidbar, the Iker purpose of that count, of the giving of the shekels, because you have to count the Yidden. The Eutu is Mitzvah, you have to count. It's necessary to count the Yidden, like Rashi brings down. It was important to count. And for the purpose of counting, each Yid gives a Masa Shekel, and that's how you count. You count the shekels, you know how many Yidden there are. Now that I have all these shekels, and they were all given, I have to know what to do with it. So that Rashi is saying that those shekels went toward the Kabbonas HaTzibur. Zokter, the Mizrahi, Rashi does not mean to say, that was the Iker shekels of the Kabbonas HaTzibur. Then you have to have had previous shekels, and there already was a whole collection that you had before that, and they had already a lot of shekels. But the Pshat is just in case. Sometimes it's overrun, so it's necessary to have extra Kabbonas HaTzibur that we'll have later on, Mr. Hashem. You know, that it comes up sometimes. What if you have a parallel double shot HaTzibur, and what if you have different Kabbonas that have to be brought? So sometimes you have more, the price could go up. It's necessary sometimes to have more shekels. So in case it'll be necessary to have more money, so that was the purpose for which this Gevir of the count of Rosh Chodesh Iyar that was put toward. It says Rashi brings that down, and Rashi's miyachas to that. The pasuk of Chumash Hashem Kisisa, just that's merames to us, that l'chol hadoyrois, that merumas over there in the pasuk, that there is a din of getting machzah shekels for the purpose of kavanah tzibur l'chol shana v'shana. But not that me'ura, that story which Rashi brings down, which was the count of Chodesh Iyar, that that's going to be the same meld, that that's the way it's done. The Pshat is, it's okay to be meramis in this manner because Grada, that minion, and that Gevias Hashkolim in the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, that Grada did go toward the Machzah Shekel for any Kabbonas HaTzibur in cases of overrun, cost overruns, in case you need to have it. So they had extra Machzah Shekel money for Kabbonas HaTzibur. And that's where the remez is in the Torah for the Machzah Shekel, the Chol HaDoiros, which Zichar is, B'Chodesh Nisan. So the Mizrahi, in other words, is understanding that Rashi is not really telling you what was the Iker Gevir of the Kabbonas Machzah Shekel of the Kabbonas HaTzibur, but it was quite a nice of an extra Gevir, but that's the oifen by which Memorame is the drasha which tells us the din of Machzah Shekel of Kabbonas HaTzibur. Now, we mentioned before that in this sugi in the Yerushalmi, on the Beis here, Yerushalmi really brings down two different mahalachim in the three two trumois. One mahalach has the three loshen of truma in the beginning of Parashas Truma, that there tells you these three trumas. One trumas HaMishkan of any nedava that anybody wanted to give, and trumas Adonim, Machzah Shekel for the Adonim, and trumas Shkolim, the Machzah Shekel for the Kabbonas HaTzibur. So that's learned according to that mahalach from the three loshenes of truma in Parashas Truma at the beginning. The other man, Dormit, the Gemara learns it out from the three times that it says Trumas Hashem in Parshat Kisisa. There's a bit of a shiloh here in the Girsa in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi actually goes through the three lashonos of Tshuma, and the Yerushalmi mentions that the Tshumas HaMishkan is Masha Yirtzu Yasu. The Tshumas HaMishkan does say that the Tshuma of Kabonis, whatever person wanted to give, he could give, and that was just Nedovois, Zov and Kesev and everything, whatever a person wanted to give toward the Mishkan. That we have the gears, so the Yerushalmi then goes on and says Tshumas Shkolom LeKorban, that Tshumas Shkolom is for the purpose of the Korban, and it says over there, it's Yad Kulon Shove, everybody has to give the same amount, everybody gives a Machsa Shekel. Then it says Tshumas Adonim LeAdonim. That's the girsa that we have. Now, the way we have the girsa in the Yerushalmi, it's mavur, apparently, that the pasuk, which is a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, of ha'oshir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit, in other words, that it's a basundar din that the oshir should not give more and the dal, the poor person, should not give less, that goes on the trumas adonim la adonim. The pasuk is saying, when you're giving the trumas adonim, and you're giving masa shekel, and you have to have an exact amount of kesef, so the oshir shouldn't give more and the dal shouldn't give less. The going on the side of the page is Magia the Girsa here in the Agoyas Hagro, and he moves these words, he moves it earlier than his Girsa, and the Girsa Hagro, it says in the Shumas Shkolom LeKorban. The Shumas Shkolom LeKorban, the Machsa Shekel for Kobanas HaTzibur, is Yad Kulon Shove, and Oshalo Yarbe VeHadalo Yamet. And we find over here in the Achroinim a big tumult, and they even speak about the Girsa going over here. The tumult has to do with the Groysa Shiloh that's brought up, it's raised by the Ramban Parsha Shmois over there in Kisisa. In Chumash Mois, in Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Tezvov, and the Ramban over there, the Pasuk Ha'oshel Yarbe V'Hadalo Yamit, the Ramban over there says like this. He says that Pasuk, it's nearer from this Pasuk, that if a poor person would give less than a Machsa Shekel, he's Oiver Balav Hazeh. It's Mamash Abazundar Loisaseh, Hadal Loyamit. Sha'akosav Hazeh Menio Zokte. The Pasuk is a Loisaseh. An Oshir is Osur, with a Loisaseh, Loyarbe, not allowed to give more. And the Dal has a Loisaseh, Vehadal Loyamit. Not allowed to give more, not allowed to give less. Zokte, because if we are going to learn Shat in the Pasuk, Zokte Ramban, that an Oshir Loyarbe is a Shlilus, which is to say Loymar, in other words, the Osher lo yarbe means the Osher is not mechuyev to give more, which I would have thought that we would prorate it according to the wealth and the assets of the individual, that an Osher has to give more, and kamash on the pasuk Osher lo yarbe, you're not mechuyev. So therefore, according to that pshat, I would not take a lo yisasei out of this pasuk, Zokter Ramban. Zokter, okay, that maybe you could learn that way by Osher lo yarbe. But when you get to dal lo yamit, what are you going to say over there, Zokter Ramban? In other words, the Ramban means to ask, are you going to say that there was a half minute dollars mechuyev to be a mamet? What, a dollars mechuyev? A poor person would be, half a minute would be mechuyev to give dafka a small amount? No, it doesn't make any sense to learn that way. So therefore, you have to learn dal lo yamit is a lois, I say, Dr. Ramban. A dal is osur, it's a command. Don't be yamit. And a bazoi, the same as by the osher also, Dr. Ramban, that is a lois, I say, on the osher. Osher lo yar, but you're not allowed to give more and you're not allowed to give less. Two lois, I say. And it really should be nimna, Dr. Ramban, lechoyer. That should be included in the count. I saw the Bahag, who was the first to count the mitzvahs, and all the money on mitzvahs, the lo yaskiru halav hazeh. None of them mentioned this love, and there's a big fraga, a big shayla, Ramban blithes by really a kasha, as you can see on these Rishayim and the Bahag, and they doesn't understand why it is that they did not count this as a lo yisaseh, the two lo yisaseh, ha'osha lo yar ben hadal lo yamet. The Emistar Ephraim brings over here that the Rashbat and the Zohar Harakia, the Rashbat is one of the Rishayim, he also has a minion in the Sefer Zohar HaRakiyah, Minah Mitzvahs, and he does count it as two lavin in the minion in Ois Nun Aleph in the Rashbats. That means I looked up over there, it's not so clear 100%. In the Rashbats over there, for north in Ois Nun Aleph, he brings in a shayla about it. He says, Yesh Mistapkim, that's Loshan Rashbats. Some are Mesupak, they're in doubt, Beis Lavin Bishkolim, Oshalayar, but the Layamit, Imhein Nichnosin Beminion Oloi. He doesn't explain himself what the shayla is, but he says that some are Mesupak about it, if they go into the count or not. At the very end of the Sefer, though, at the end of the Zohar HaKiyah, the Rashbats comes back and he has like a sikum, a bit of a summary of those mitzvahs that he added to the count of the Rambam, because he holds that some should be taken out of the count, some should be in the count, added to the count. So over there, where he summarizes at the end of the sefer the mitzvahs that he added to the count, he befeirish says that you have to add two loisaseis. Two loisaseis. Loisaseis yud dalad and tezvov that he added, osher lo yarbe and dal lo yamet. So that seems to be the maskona of the Rashbats, is that he taka holds that you have to add mamish two loisaseis in the count, and he's connected most Amoini HaMitzvois, that most of them did not include these two Tivuyim HaOshel HaYarbe V'Hadal HaYamet. And here we have a big shah on the Achroinim, Harim Yashiv, the Bahag, Harim Yashiv, the Rambam, the Moshe, who didn't count it, Harim Yashiv, these different Rishonim that did not count these HaOshel HaYarbe V'Hadal HaYamet. And this really seems to be two basic Mahalchim over here in the Achroinim. One mahalach, which the Har Ephraim goes with over here, and Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl in his Chibra Mitzvahs in the Chelek Aleph from a Kufan Tes, he brings down the son of the Meforshim that learned that way as well, that they want to learn up, and in fact, there's really no Bazunder Eloisa say on the shekels, the Machsa shekels, Osha lo yabra v'hadal lo yamet. Granted, it happens to be a Machsa shekel is set at a Machsa shekel, and it's exactly a half a shekel, so granted, you don't fulfill the mitzvah unless you give a full half shekel, and there's no din Machsa shekel beyond that. But to say that it's loisa says zogin they no that they want to say that based upon our girsa in the Yerushalmi over here, it's yitachin to learn that the way the pashtus of the Yerushalmi is that pasuk oshel yabav adal lo yamet is going on which truma on the machsa shekel for the purpose of the adonim. That's how the machsa the Yerushalmi reckons it is over here. The Yerushalmi brings it down after it mentions later in the sugya, after it mentions the machsa shekel kabbalas, it says machsa shekel adonim oshel yabav adal lo yamet. So kum tois that if you learn back that, according to the pashtus of Yerushalmi, it's going to come out that Oshel Yabav Adal Lo Yamet is not a pasuk on Machsa Shekel like that of the Korbanos Sibur, like the Ramban learns the Chumash. It's a pasuk on the Adonim, and Vibal that din of being Torah Machsa Shekel of the Adonim is really a din l'shor. It was only one time thing. It wasn't a doyros. It's not for all of time. One time to make the Mishkan. So Meila, you don't count it as a minyan because it's not a mitzvah that's noyeg l'doyros. That's if you learn according to the pashtus of the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan Shapiro points out that if you go with the Hagoyes Hagro over here, it's not going to work out. That answer, because according to the Girsa Sagro here, in fact, the Yerushalmi is saying that Oshel Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamet is in fact Negeya directly, it's said directly on the Pasuk of the Shkolim of the Kabbonos HaTzibur. And he brings down, he wants to say that if you look on the Friyadika, Kadmoinim, you'll already find Avachloikas Tugis Sois, Pshantim, the Yalkut Shemoinim, Parshas Truma Zog there has like our Girsa in the Yerushalmi, that the Oshel Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamet goes on Trumas Adonim, but the Psikta Zodris Zog there in Kisin says Mavur that. The Pritzvah also says this thing that it goes on the Adonim. He really feels that we find that the Kadmoinim against the Girsas Hagro, and we find you really could support this idea that the Pasik Oshel Yabav Adal Yamid that's going on the Trumas Adonim, and it's not Noyeg L'Doyros. However, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl points out, really, of a fair shazach, he says, although that you're talking to learn up so many mitzvahs like that, the Moshe Bahag, who doesn't count it, like the Ramban points out, so you can defend him by saying that he held that these two lois essays were going on the Truma of the Adonim. But in Rambam, it's Bechlam that you're talking to learn that way, Zokter. Because it's actually a Befeirish Aram in Hachashkolim that Befeirish brings down the Pasig of Osher Layabav Hadala Yamit, Mamish directly when they get to Machsa Shekel of the Kombonos Hatzibur. And it's a Rambam in Hachashkolim in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. Rambam says over there, a filo on oni hamas parnas from tztoko, big chedushin. Rambam says even on oni that mamash he gets parnasa from tztoko, he has to mechuyev to even borrow from others in order to pay to get this machsa shekel to give it, or he moichek suso, he has to sell his garment shalk seifoy the noisa machsa shekel shenema ha'oshel lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamet. The Rambam understood dal lo yamet is mamash absolute. It's no matter how poor you are, it's impossible not to give machsa shekel. So Rambam befeirish, in other words, bring down the head, the pasuk of oshel yarbe v'hadal lo yamet, when again to the Machsa Shekel, our Machsa Shekel that Shkolim is about, the Machsa Shekel Kabbonah Sibir. So, in the Rambam, the Kasha going to blame. Why didn't the Rambam count these as two loisa says Lodoyrois? Osho lo yarbe, vada lo yamit. However, I saw in the back of the Rambam, in the Nemuki Maharoi, it's one of the Meforshim back of the Rambam, that the Nemuki Maharoi says, like there's a whole different shot in the Rambam why, and others, why they didn't count it as part of the minyan, these two lois haseis. He says they're not lois haseis, because the Rambam and the Bahag, they learnt up like the Rambam's Hava Amina. And he says if you look carefully at the words of the Ramban, it's really mashma, that's what Ramban understood in them, that they learnt up, what's the Ramban's Hava Amina? That it's not a command, Asher shall not be married. And a dal shall not be mamet, but rather it's a simple statement, the asher won't have to be marbe. It's a shlilus rather than a tzivoy, rather than a command. Now, the Maharoi doesn't explain exactly how do you get around the Ramban's problem, what does it mean hadal lo yamet according to that. But you have to firois, and what undoubtedly he meant, the Maharoi, is that just like Osher lo yarbe according to this pshat means the Osher won't have to be marbe, so Adal lo yamet means the Dal won't be entitled to be mamet, to diminish from the amount that he's mechuyev to give. These are not commands. You shall not be marbe, you shall not be mamet. Rather is, he won't have to be marbe, and he won't be able to be mamet. But in other words, that's only a kaviyos in the pasuk to be in kaviyah. Don't think that it gets prorated and he could take off some and he could have to give extra some, but rather it doesn't get prorated. Every single person has to give the exact amount, but rather what's the tzivoy? The tzivui is yitn trumas hatem. The tzivui is zayitnu, the pesukim that we mentioned before. Just the pasuk of the mitzvah say of giving the masa shekel, but not in other words that the pasuk is telling you you shall not do this and you shall not do that. It's just being kaveya. He won't be able to do this, and he won't be able to reduce the amount, and he won't be mechuyev to add to the amount. So that's how the Mukhi Rav Roy learns up. These are not commands. They're not tzivuyim. He says, and that's why the Rambam and the Bahag did not count these as tzivuyim, tu loisa says, in the minyan mitzvahs.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.